Okay, well, tonight, and it's getting late, we've seen it is on Wednesday, May the 18th, and we've just seen an exciting game. North Toronto Nitros, first place team, has beaten Waterloo. I've got head coach Marko Milanovic here, and we'll start by asking him what he thought about tonight's game.
It was a much closer game than the 5-0 scoreline. I thought Waterloo played really well for most of the game, and definitely not a 5-0 game. Should have been much, much closer on the scoreline, kind of opened up towards the end of the game. So I think Waterloo will do quite well this year.
Right.
Mark, are you going to chat with the guys or no? They're leaving.
No.
Now, the Nitros have been in and out of the league over the years, coming in 2016, 2017, with Lucas McNaughton, who's moved on to TFC, Neba McDonald's with Ottawa, then the team being on hiatus 2018, 2019, 2020, nobody played, but you were back in 2021, playing the full season, which was only a 12-game season, but not doing too well. Is there a reason because of the university players leaving, I suppose?
Yeah, last year we had by far the youngest team in the league. Most of our roster was 2004 players, born 2004 born players, and we didn't have our university players other than in two games at the beginning of the season. That was the only games where we had them. So we were really quite young. It was a great experience for the guys. And we were competitive in all of the games other than one. But just that lack of experience.
Right. I remember seeing your first game last year. And Ilya Orlov, who's coach of Alliance, was in the crowd. And he says, well, I'll tell you about that. That's why we stepped down to the summer league, because of all our players are going to university. And some teams are going to be mashed by that, and
we always care about results, but for our guys it was a great experience, and we were seeing the benefits now. Actually, one of our all four players was invited for Athletic Ottawa trial today, and he left.
Nice.
Aiden Hugo is his name.
Okay, yeah, we'll be watching for him. Okay, I have some readers. Now, how about this, a 5-0 start this year? What do you attribute that to?
We're working really hard. We're preparing for each game. I know no one expected us to be 5-0, but us within the team, we know how hard we work, and we really prepare each week, and I can't say that maybe we haven't been fortunate some of the games when it comes to the result, but our dedication to just getting better is there every week, and all the credit to the guys and to the rest of the staff.
Yeah, I know there'll still be some media readers out there that love some of those glamour teams, but they're going to point to the heavy home schedule for you, but you'll be on the road, and we'll see how things work out. Now, there is where your players, okay, they were young, and this returning from university, so where do most of these guys, what university are most of them from?
So most of the guys are from Ryerson University.
Right.
Philip Prostren is on our staff, and he's the head coach of the men's team at Ryerson.
Yes.
He's been a phenomenal addition to the staff this year. And like I said, majority of the guys are from Ryerson. We have three from Niagara University.
Okay.
And the rest are mostly our youth players.
All right. See, the early association of the Nitros with 2016 and 17 was the U of T.
Yes.
And that was some reason they played it at the new varsity stadium.
Correct.
At the U of T ground. So there we go. But here we are at Downsview Park with Ryerson, which I guess you'll eventually, well, the scoreboard wasn't working last year. It is this time, and now you'll, this year, now you have to get a new emblem because they changed the school name. So, well, that's the last thing to worry about. Now, here's something important. All the coaches I'm asking this about. This top heavy right now with 22 teams, but they're going to, within 2 years, combined standings, they're going to break into a 12-by-10.
Domino's, thin crust, pineapple, pepperoni.
And so So how important is that to be in that top 12 for your team and the community and the and recruiting purposes?
I think it would be a phenomenal achievement for us to end up in that top 12, considering that we're one of the youngest teams in the league again, if not the youngest. So for us, I don't think many people expected us to be in that top 12 at the beginning of the season. Now maybe expectations have changed slightly, but it would be a great, I mean, anytime you compete, you want to be in the top tier. So we're no different, and we want our young players to experience the highest level possible.
All right. And so that's been my conversation with Marko Milanovic. Any comments about, from years ago, 2007 Canadian Lions in the old league, which I discouraged about talking about. It was called the CSL, not the one some people think about in the 80s, 90s, but and just that you'd ever think you'd be a coach one day.
I mean, at that time, and I have to say thank you, Robin, for remembering that I actually played at one point. But maybe at that time I didn't. But as soon as I felt that I wasn't going to be a professional player, I knew I wanted to stay in the game, and coaching was just a very natural thing to get into, and I'm glad I did.
All right. Okay, so thank you.